Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
The prophet Hosea writes in Hosea chapter 2, starting in verse 19, "And I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord." The word betroth is something we don't really hear anymore, is it? Betrothal is it's a promise. It's the commitment of marriage. Now, you've heard the stats on marriage and how biblical marriage is under attack in our culture. You know what? But at the end of the day, do we really truly understand what this biblical commitment honestly is? Well, we're going to wrap up our conversation with my guest today, Christopher West. We have been discussing his new book all week long. It's titled "Love is Patient, But I'm Not: Confessions of a Recovering Perfectionist." And on today's episode of God, Sex, and You, we'll discuss several things. Number one, why marriage is a foreshadowing of something so much bigger than ourselves. And number two, why marriage is a spiritual mystery. Today's show is titled "The Beautiful Reality of Fidelity." Christopher, you are the expert in the theology of the body. I tell people what I do is I teach God's design for sex, marriage, and the family. So when I say that, I usually get like, "Ooh, wow, that's okay." And I'm sure you get the same kind of response as well when you tell people you do. Yeah. You shared a story as you were traveling that you got into a cab, and I believe you have six children?
Five.
You have five children, and the cab driver said something like, "How many wives?"
Yes.
Can you share that? Can you share that with us and just your thoughts on that?
Yeah. It was a very interesting experience. I think I was in London. I don't remember exactly, but I got in this cab, and it was a foreign cab driver from some country in Africa. And we got chit-chatting. We had about a half an hour in the cab together. And he said, "You know, tell me about you." I'm married to Wendy, and we have five kids. And five kids! He couldn't believe we had five kids. And he said, How many mothers? And I said, "How many mothers? What do you mean, how many mothers? Well, how many women for those children?" I said, "Well, one woman. She's the mother of all five of them." This was baffling to him. He had never met a man who had been monogamous.
Wow.
In his country, in Africa, men have multiple children, but always with multiple women. And he kept saying, "Explain this. How do you stay with one woman? How is that even possible for a man to have one?" He says, "Have you been faithful to this one woman? How many years have you been married?" And I went on to explain. I think at that point we had been married 20 years.
Wow.
And I said, "Yes, I have been faithful to this one woman." Now, again, you know, this is not a boast. I've never committed adultery in my life, but remember what Jesus says: if you even look lustfully, you've already committed adultery in your heart. So I would be a liar to say there hasn't been adultery in that sense in my life, because I got my own struggles as any man does. So I'm not trying to hold myself out as some paragon of virtue here. But he couldn't believe that a man could be married to one woman for 20 years and not have sex with somebody else. And as we unfolded the conversation, I just trying to talk about how, you know, when love reaches the level of the person, we were talking about this earlier, there is a treasure that you discover in that person that you keep exploring. There's always more to discover. He says, "Don't you get bored with one woman?" And I tried to explain to him, I said, "Well, you know what? A woman's heart is like a deep ocean."
Mm-hmm.
And the mission of a husband is to go deep sea diving. And if she's freely opening the depths of her ocean to her husband, and he's taken that deep sea dive, there are always more treasures to pull up from that deep ocean, and you never get bored. And I said, a man's heart is like a deep cave, and the woman's mission in life, the wife's mission, is to go spelunking or cave exploring. And if the man is opening his cave to his wife and she's really going in there for the treasures, she's never going to get bored. And I said, don't you desire to be loved that way? And I remember him thinking, saying something like, I suppose I do.
Wow.
But I've never met a woman who would open her heart to me in that way, and I've never really opened my heart in that way to a woman. And I said, well, consider it. It's worth the journey.
Mm.
And it was quite a remarkable conversation because, you know, behind all of the posturing we do, every human being really desires to be loved in that deep, lasting way. And the message of the gospel is this: that kind of love is possible when we have that kind of love poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
I wanted you to share that story because, you know, as you do your teaching, Christopher, with the theology of the body, the definition of love and lust, and you touch on all these things, there is something profound when we live our lives according to biblical wisdom, when we,
yes,
over the years, discipline ourselves, and all the many things that we don't want to do, everything that we talked about here. How do I be patient? How do I be more kind? I don't want to do that. Well, of course we don't want to do that. That's God's grace in all of this. And I thought that story was just so revealing to how the world sees sexuality.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing that. If you would tell us a little bit, we have the new book, Love is Patient, But I'm Not, Confessions of a Recovering Perfectionist. Tell us also about your membership website.
Oh, sure. If you guys are interested, any of the listeners out there are interested in going on a journey with me in ongoing formation in a biblical vision of life, love, and human sexuality called the Theology of the Body, I would encourage you to consider becoming a member of the CORE Project. And you can learn more about it at CORE Membership, that's C-O-R, membership.com. And people get access to my videos, to my talks, to my blogs, all kinds of ongoing formation that will really feed people in journeying into a biblical vision. You know that whole invitation we had earlier, come and become one who sees. Our bodies tell a divine story. As Paul tells us in Ephesians 5, the one flesh union is a profound mystery that refers to Christ and the church. Is this the way we see our sexuality? Not usually. Well, the invitation here is to come and become one who sees. That's what the CORE membership is all about.
Mm, awesome. Well, Christopher, thank you so much for your time today. Would you mind praying for everyone listening before you go, please?
Sure. Jesus, you are in the business of giving sight to the blind.
Mm.
Each and every one of us, we are the blind man in the gospel who has to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I want to see. Lord, we lift up that cry to you. I lift up the cry of everyone listening to this podcast, that cry that we would come and become one who sees. That's the desire of our heart, Lord. We remember in the gospel where you said, what do you want to the blind man? And he said, I want to see. If you will it, you can make me see. And you said that you do will it. And so, Lord, we place our trust in you that you do desire that we would come to see our bodies as Scripture proclaims them to be, as revelations of the great mystery of your love for your bride, the church. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Give us sight. Amen.
The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 25. He says, for husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she's going to be holy and without fault. And in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church. And we are members of his body. As the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and his mother, joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it's an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. We're familiar with a man being called a husband, and a woman his bride, aren't we? But in this text, we see a great mystery unfolding. The Apostle Paul is telling us that Jesus Christ is our groom, and we, as his church, are his bride. So what's that mean? Well, let me give you a really simple and I guess silly illustration of this. Think of it this way. Our earthly marriage is like playing baseball for the minor leagues. God is preparing us through the testing and the trials and the temptations for the major leagues. And ultimately, Christ's marriage to the church is playing in the majors. See, Jesus, he is setting the standard for all marriages. And the reason why is because Jesus Christ is the perfect groom. So in other words, Jesus is not just the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. He's also the groom of grooms. He just happens to be married to the imperfect bride. That's you and me. That's us. So our physical marriages here on earth, man, they just are so much more important than we think. Because marriage is teaching us a spiritual reality that we see in Revelation chapter 19. Starting in verse 6, the Apostle John writes, "Praise the Lord, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and let us give honor to him. For the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself." Well, next week, we're going to do something really fun. We've never done this before. We're going to look in our rearview mirror and have back some of the amazing guests that I've had over the past 6 years with this show. Well, thank you for listening to God, Sex, and You. A couple things to mention here before we wrap up. Now until Saturday, February the 10th. So today and tomorrow, you can grab my brand new book, the Kindle version of it, for 99 cents on Amazon. Got an email from the publisher saying, hey, let's run this thing for a special. So I want to make sure that you guys know about that. Secondly, starting in the middle of March, I'm going to be hosting several online groups for porn and sex addiction. It's going to be coming out of my new book called The Sex Spiral. There's 4 classes to choose from, 2 on Mondays and 2 on Wednesdays. And each class is limited to 12 people. I want to keep them very small and very intimate. So jump on the website, learn more about that. And by the way, this is the best way to exit the spiral of addiction. And that is to be discipled in a biblical, healthy way. And it's also a great way to ask your personal questions. So you can jump on the website and learn all this stuff and get engaged from the privacy of your own home or office. Secondly, I guess thirdly, actually, if you want to drop a comment or question on today's episode, you can do that on the website as well. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Purity Pastor. And let's remember what the Lord Jesus Christ says about purity here. In Matthew 5:8, he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they're going to see God." Walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to Jesus. I love you. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.